All right, diving right in today. We're going to tackle weight loss injections. Are they actually a breakthrough or is this just hype? We're going to use this article from Lifestyle Hub 101 called "Do Weight Loss Injections Really Work?" To kind of unpack this. You've probably heard about these injections, maybe even considered them yourself. So let's break it all down, the science behind it, the pros, the cons, and what you really need to know.
What's so interesting about this to me is that, you're talking about managing your lifestyle, eating right and exercising and all that. But then there's this whole other side of it, which is human biology and the complexities of all that. And it seems like these injections are trying to bridge that gap.
Okay, so the article talks about a few different types of injections, right? It's not just one magic shot.
Yeah, there are three main ones that we're going to be looking at, each working in a slightly different way. First, you've got semaglutide, also known as Ozempic or Wegovy. And this was originally for type 2 diabetes, but it's making a big splash in the weight loss world now.
Interesting. So it was kind of a happy accident. They kind of discovered this weight loss benefit.
Yeah, kind of. Researchers noticed that the patients taking semaglutide for their diabetes were also losing quite a bit of weight. And that's what sparked this further investigation into, like, hey, can this be used just for weight management?
That makes sense. What about the other two? What were their origin stories?
The second one is liraglutide, and that's sold as Saxenda. And it works similarly to semaglutide, but it's taken daily instead of weekly. And then there's phentermine, known as Adipex P. This one's been around much longer than the other two, and it works under a totally different mechanism.
Okay, so three different injections, all aimed at weight loss, but kind of taking these different approaches, this is where I kind of get a little lost. How do they actually work in the body? I mean, the article mentioned hormones and suppressing appetite. I need the, like, explain it to me like I'm five version.
Okay, well, let's start with semaglutide and liraglutide because they work similarly. These are called GLP-1 receptor agonists. Now, GLP-1 is a naturally occurring hormone that helps regulate your appetite. So these injections basically mimic GLP-1, sending signals to your brain that basically say, hey, you're full.
So it's not just about like willpower. It's actually there's brain chemistry involved here.
Exactly. It's like these injections, they tap into the communication pathways between your gut and your brain, influencing the signals that tell you when you've had enough to eat.
Fascinating. So you're like manipulating the body's natural signaling system. What about phentermine? It's the odd one out, right?
Yeah, phentermine takes a more direct approach. It's a stimulant that works on the central nervous system to suppress appetite. It's less about mimicking hormones and more about like directly influencing the neurotransmitters that control hunger.
So it's like flipping a switch in the brain that says, not hungry, even if your stomach might be rumbling.
That's a great way to put it. It bypasses that gut-brain signaling and goes straight to the source of those hunger cues.
Okay, this is all really interesting, but now I'm wondering about, the big question. Do these injections actually work without diet and exercise?
Right. That's the million-dollar question everyone wants the answer to. And the research is pretty clear on this. While they can help kickstart weight loss, they're most effective when they're used alongside lifestyle changes.
So not a magic bullet. You can't just keep eating pizza and
Yeah.
expect to slim down.
I wish it were that simple.
Right?
But the studies that were mentioned in the article, they showed some pretty compelling results. For example, people taking semaglutide, who also followed a reduced calorie diet and exercised, they lost up to 15% of their body weight. But without those changes, the weight loss was closer to 5 to 7%.
Interesting. So there's still some benefit, but it's significantly less. What about liraglutide? Does it follow a similar pattern?
Yeah, very similar. Studies showed that participants who made healthy lifestyle changes while taking liraglutide, they lost around 8 to 10% of their body weight, but those who didn't lost less, usually under 5%.
So these injections, it seems like they work best as a support system, not a replacement for those healthy habits. What happens in the long term, though? Let's say someone loses weight with these injections.
Yeah.
Can they keep it off once they stop?
That's where things get a bit tricky. The article talks about weight regain. Basically, our bodies are kind of programmed to return to a certain weight.
It's like our bodies are working against us. Why is that?
It's a survival mechanism from, way back in the day, our hunter-gatherer days, when food was scarce. Our bodies evolved to hold on to weight to ensure survival during times of famine. But now, in today's world where food is plentiful, this mechanism is a bit counterproductive.
That makes sense. So if someone stops the injections without making any lifestyle changes, what happens? Do they just like balloon back up?
The research suggests that, you know, unfortunately, many people do regain most of that lost weight within 1 to 2 years
Oh, wow.
of stopping the injections.
Yeah.
Without those healthy habits in place, the metabolism adjusts, the hunger signals go back to normal, and the weight creeps back. It's almost like your body's saying, okay, famine's over, let's stock up again.
So it's not like a permanent solution. It's more like a temporary boost to kind of get you started
Yeah.
on the right path.
It's a good way to think about it.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you're teaching someone to ride a bike, you put the training wheels on.
Right.
That's kind of what these injections are like. They give you that support, that stability initially, but eventually those training wheels need to come off and you
Yeah.
need to ride on your own.
Okay, that's a great analogy. So we've talked about how these injections work, the importance of those lifestyle changes, and then the challenge of that weight regain. But let's be real, no medication is without risks.
Right.
What are the potential downsides here?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The article did a good job of outlining both those common side effects and then the more serious risks.
Okay.
Nausea seems to be a really frequent complaint, especially in the first few weeks.
Well, that makes sense. You're kind of messing with the digestive system.
Exactly. Other common side effects, things like diarrhea or constipation, headaches, reactions at the injection site, and fatigue. Usually these fade, you know, as your body adjusts, and doctors have strategies to help people manage them.
Good to know. But what about the more serious risks? The article mentioned a few that sounded
Yeah.
pretty scary.
Yeah, while they're rare, it's important to be aware of them. Pancreatitis, which is an inflammation of the pancreas, has been reported in some users. Gallbladder problems are another potential issue. And then there have been concerns about thyroid tumors based on animal studies, but the risk to humans is less clear.
Those definitely sound like things you don't want to mess with.
No, absolutely. And it's critical to remember that these injections should always be taken under the supervision of a healthcare professional. Regular checkups and open communication with your doctor are essential.
To weighing the benefits against the risks, how do these injections compare to good old-fashioned diet and exercise? I mean, those have been the go-to for weight loss forever, it feels like.
Right. Well, diet and exercise are considered the gold standard for a reason. You know, they target the root causes of weight gain while promoting, like, overall health. You're improving your cardiovascular health, boosting your energy levels, reducing your risk of all kinds of chronic diseases.
Right, it's not just about the number on the scale, it's about, overall well-being.
Exactly. Plus, you know, from a purely practical standpoint, diet and exercise are more accessible to most people. Weight loss injections can be quite expensive. The article mentioned Wegovy, for example, can cost anywhere from like $1,000 to $1,500 a month without insurance.
Ouch, that's pretty hefty price tag.
It is. And even with insurance, you know, copays and deductibles can add up quickly. Diet and exercise might have some upfront costs, like, you know, buying healthy groceries or gym equipment, but in the long run, they're
Yeah.
generally much more affordable.
Plus, with the injections, you've got the added cost of lab tests and frequent doctor visits. It sounds like the traditional methods are more cost-effective overall, at least for most people.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You have to consider the overall financial commitment, not just the sticker price of the medication.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Right?
These injections can be powerful tools, but they're not a magic bullet and definitely not a replacement for those healthy habits. Where do you see these injections fitting into like the whole weight management landscape 5, 10 years down the line?
Oh, that's a fascinating question. It's a rapidly evolving field,
Yeah.
and I think we can expect to see some pretty exciting advancements. First, improved medications, you know, with even better results and fewer side effects. Second, I think we'll see increased accessibility and potentially lower costs as demand rises.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
What else do you see on the horizon?
Well, I think we'll see more personalized treatment plans, you know, tailored to individual needs and genetics. And of course, the integration of wearable technology to track progress and maybe adjust treatment in real time.
It sounds like the future of weight loss injections is full of possibilities, but I'm guessing even with all those advances, healthy lifestyle choices are
Yeah.
still going to remain crucial.
Absolutely. You know, these injections are tools, but ultimately it's the choices that we make every day that determine our long-term success in terms of weight management.
It seems like we're moving towards this future where weight management is less about, these quick fixes and more about these like personalized, sustainable solutions,
Right.
which is exciting.
Yeah. And it was what's even more interesting to me is that it might require us to rethink our whole approach to weight and well-being.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, a lot of what we've been talking about is focused on the individual, like how can these injections help someone lose weight? But what about the bigger picture?
Right.
You know, the societal implications. These medications are becoming increasingly popular, and that's, you know, that's bound to have some ripple effects.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's not just like a personal choice. It becomes part of a larger, like, societal conversation.
Exactly. And one thing that really jumps out at me is this issue of access and equity.
Yeah.
You know, as we were talking about earlier, these injections can be really expensive.
Yeah.
Making them way more accessible to people with more, you know, financial resources.
Yeah.
And this creates a potential disparity in who can actually benefit from these medications.
So it's not a level playing field. Some people might have an advantage simply because they can afford it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's kind of the reality right now. And it raises all these important questions, right?
Yeah.
Like, what are the consequences of this unequal access? Could it actually worsen these existing health disparities? Are there any initiatives in place to address the affordability problem?
Right.
These are all things we need to think about as a society.
Yeah, it's a complex issue for sure, with no easy answers, but it's definitely something to be aware of, especially as these medications become more widely available.
Oh, absolutely. We need to think critically about, you know, these broader implications of these these advancements and strive for, you know, a more equitable approach to health and well-being for everyone.
Yeah.
Not just a select few.
So kind of shifting gears a bit, what surprised you most about the information in this article? Like, what really stood out?
You know, for me, it's this really complex interplay between the medication and behavior.
Yeah.
You know, these injections offer this fascinating window into, like, how we can influence our biology. But they also highlight the importance of, you know, our habits, our choices.
Yeah.
It's not just take this injection, lose weight.
Right.
It's about how do these tools fit into, like, a broader strategy for health and well-being.
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in that idea of a quick fix, but real lasting change takes a more holistic approach, it sounds like.
Exactly. And that's where I think, you know, the conversation needs to go next. Like, how can we use these medications responsibly, effectively to empower individuals to make, you know, sustainable changes? How do we move beyond the quick fix mentality and foster, like, a deeper understanding of the factors that contribute to weight and overall well-being?
Like, we need to shift the focus from solely weight loss to, like, a broader view of health.
Exactly. These injections have the potential to be valuable tools, but only if we, you know, use them wisely and within a framework that prioritizes long-term health and well-being.
Okay, so we've delved into the science, the individual considerations, even touched on some societal implications. Before we wrap things up, is there anything else you think our listeners should keep in mind as they kind of navigate this world of weight loss injections?
Yeah, I think the most important takeaway is this. Knowledge is power.
Mm.
You know, arm yourself with information. Talk to healthcare professionals.
Yes.
And make informed decisions that align with your own individual goals and values.
That's excellent advice. And, you know, remember, this is just one piece of the puzzle. There's no magic bullet for weight loss, but there are tools and strategies out there that can help you achieve your goals. The key is finding what works for you and creating that sustainable approach that supports, you know, your overall health and well-being.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of weight loss injections, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. We've talked about the science, the pros and cons, the potential risks and benefits, but at the end of the day, the decision to try these injections is a personal one.
Absolutely. It's about weighing all those individual factors, you know, considering your own health goals and having those open and honest conversations with your healthcare provider.
Exactly. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's about finding what works best for you and your unique circumstances. And it's important to remember that these medications are just a one tool in the toolbox.
Right. They can be a really valuable part of, you know, a comprehensive weight management strategy.
Yeah.
But they're definitely not a magic solution.
It sounds like sustainable weight loss is about way more than just taking an injection.
Absolutely. It involves, right, you know, a whole range of factors.
Yeah.
Healthy eating, regular exercise.
Right.
And even, you know, addressing any underlying psychological or emotional issues
yeah.
that might be contributing to weight gain.
Yeah. It's really about taking that holistic approach
right.
and making, you know, gradual, sustainable changes that you can stick with for the long haul.
Well said. It's about embracing the journey and celebrating every step you take
yeah.
towards a healthier and happier you.
I love that. So for our listeners out there who are considering weight loss injections,
yeah.
what's the one piece of advice you'd give them?
I'd say,
yeah,
do your research, talk to your doctor.
Yeah.
And most importantly, listen to your body.
Yeah.
You know, it's about making an informed decision that feels right for you.
Yeah, I think that's such a crucial point. There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to weight management. It's about finding what works best for your individual needs and circumstances.
Couldn't agree more. And remember, this is a journey, not a race.
Yeah.
There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep moving forward.
Well said. It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly.
And on that note, I think we've reached the bottom of our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those big questions.